It's the radio segment that just retired from his side hustle as Tom Brady's wrist double. I didn't even know that was a thing, but okay. Apparently he's got great wrists.
I bet Giselle hooked him up.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other ear burps just don't. This first laser story is out of Taiwan. 32-year-old Yu Chen Yang works in a bank, and last year he took the plunge and got married for his very first time.
And
finding love is great.
Knowing that he would need some time for his honeymoon, he applied for 8 days of leave.
Ooh, dang.
It's gonna be a nice honeymoon.
I know, I think I took 2 days off.
Yeah, maybe.
When the wedding happened, Yu Chen took his 8-day honeymoon, but then unfortunately for him, he had to go back to work.
Boo!
How vacation time works.
Yeah.
So he did what any reasonable person would do. He came up with a plan to divorce his wife and remarry her the next day to get another 8 days of leave.
No,
there has to be a better
way.
I don't know. Talk to me. What do we got here? Did it work?
Well, his bosses were furious, but Yu Chen was stoked and continued with his brilliant plan where he divorced and remarried his wife 4 times, allowing him to enjoy a total of 32 days off.
Rich, how can you take that much time off work, dog?
That's amazing.
That's crazy. Is he legally allowed or something?
Yeah, I don't
know. There was a small problem. His employer only approved of his first marriage leave.
Yeah. Okay.
So you decided to file a complaint against his employer for not abiding with Taiwan's labor laws.
Shut up.
Oh, it is a law.
Don't tell me that Taiwan has a labor law where you get time off for your wedding.
Apparently they do.
What?
Whoa. We need to move.
Are you joking me?
I need to find a girlfriend.
And believe it or not, you... One.
No,
it's a
people
of team.
Why? Because I said so.
Yep. What?
The Taipei City Labor Bureau found the bank had violated the rule, and so they fined them $20,000.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Now, because of Yu Chen's stunt, many lawyers in the area believe this is going to change the way that employers grant leave forever.
Oh my God. Or it's going to cause a lot of people to get divorced and remarried.
Yeah, divorce rate just shot
up. No, look at Brooke perking up right now. Right. Just smiling ear to ear.
I think my husband would be on board, too.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Ashland, Ohio. The other day, teachers, law enforcement officers, and around 60 students gathered together for a drunk driving education event. And they had a mock crash scene set up in the school's parking lot.
They used to do that at Mile High School.
Me too.
And as they were doing the presentation, the strangest thing happened. A brown SUV suddenly entered the school driveway at a high rate of speed and slammed on its brakes, coming within inches of hitting students.
I know they like to use scare tactics in school, but that seems a little bit too risky.
Officer comes out drunk. Oh, hey, kids.
Yeah.
Some for examples.
Yeah.
As the kids approached the driver, he rolled down his window and began yelling at them.
What? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh my God.
It wasn't part of the thing?
And students said they smelled alcohol on the driver's breath.
The irony.
And they ran to the school staff to notify them of the situation. As sheriff's deputies called for backup, the driver of the SUV revved his vehicle back up, turned, and sped to the back of the parking lot.
Whoa,
the back of the parking lot's not the exit.
The cops paused their presentation to stop the guy, with one of the deputies blocking him from escaping. The man then voluntarily left his car and immediately failed a field sobriety test.
Yeah.
So he was arrested.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
What a lesson.
Yeah.
You know?
The kids literally get to see how this goes down.
It's a big lesson there.
The school officials were shocked that an actual drunk driver crashed their drunk driving assembly, but they are glad that the man is in jail.
Now they're all nervous, like, well, dude, sex ed is next period.
Yeah. this next laser story is out of the weird world of fashion. Brooke might know this, but when you reach a certain age...
Let's stop with this. All right. I am not there yet.
All I'm saying is when you reach a certain age, you really stop paying attention to fashion. And you just...
You keep
wearing what you've got.
She's so very...
I don't even have skinny jeans on right now, okay?
Okay. Well, you just keep wearing it until the end.
That's cute. Says the guy with the free radio shirt on right now.
Yeah, right?
Okay,
the station
everyone,
shirt.
Calm down.
The reason that I bring this up is because the newest fashion statement is where everything that's old is new again.
Yeah.
It's called grandpa style.
What?
I haven't heard it referred to as that.
this like the Macklemore like thrift shop thing all
over
again?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, this is really hot right now with people in their 20s, but they're wearing unique vintage clothes with random colors and everything else you might see on a senior citizen.
Oh, like suspenders and stuff.
And some companies are jumping on board with the new trend, offering cardigan sweaters with pre-made holes in them. Yeah, like Alexis's jeans.
Oh, yeah.
But a sweater.
The more holes
for $250 a pop.
Can I tell my husband his premature gray is in style?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Hey.
They're even offering blinged out walkers for $600 as an accessory that have Bluetooth and built-in phone chargers.
Oh, my God.
What do you guys do if I come in with that? I always thought those walkers turn into a chair often.
Oh, like, it'd be nice to just sit.
Have a seat wherever you go.
I can see a little Gucci slides on.
Yeah.
One fashion expert says grandpa style is so appealing because, quote, it looks strange for a teenager to be wearing a muumuu, but it's comfortable and eye-catching, and that's what young people care about right now.
It's like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, but I care.
But it doesn't matter what I bought.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Love Headquarters.
Oh, I love you here. I think I got kicked out of this place.
You did.
A recent survey was taken by 5,000 singles that asked them to name the immediate turnoffs in people's dating profiles.
Ooh, okay, these are always useful.
And here's the top ones. Number 6 is any overused cliches. Things like, I'm fluent in sarcasm, or I don't like drama, or I'm looking for my partner in crime.
Partner in crime, I hate that saying.
It's
as bad as live, laugh, love on your wall in your
maybe
kitchen.
Maybe worse.
And why crime? Why can't you be partner in love?
Yeah.
Why does it have to be a bad thing?
Exactly.
Number 5 is long rants about the type of person you don't want to date. It's more attractive if you're positive and focus on the things you do want in somebody rather than listing off all the negatives.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're positive, you get positive things back.
Look at that.
Weird.
Number 4, photos where you're flipping off the camera.
Is that common?
There's actually a lot of those. Yeah, it's like the bad boys, bad girls.
Those people like sarcasm, right?
Yeah.
Apparently it's common because people think they look fun or cool, but experts say it's like you're flipping off all your potential matches.
Yeah.
So why would you do that?
Yeah.
Number 3 is anyone who uses the line, don't waste my time if... It makes you sound irritated before anyone's even talked to you.
That's absolutely true.
But it's a good warning sign.
For the other people to not swipe on you.
Strong red flag.
You're right.
Number 2 is listing requirements that have to do with looks, like height or weight.
Yeah.
Because even if someone does fit the requirements, being too superficial can be a turnoff.
Absolutely.
Why do girls love giants? Everyone's like, must be 6'5".
I mean.
Must be 6 foot something. Is this true?
Yeah.
See?
You're like 5 foot, dude.
And?
Yes, I'm telling you, the shorter the dude, the harder he's going to work for you. I'm just letting you know right now from experience.
5'11".
You take all those short dudes.
And finally, the number 1 biggest turnoff on a dating profile is having no bio at all.
Just didn't even care.
Or you're a Russian bot.
They say it ruins your chances because people don't know what you have in common or how to even start a conversation with you.
Yeah.
So you're really canceling yourself out.
You just send a blank message.
I know. This guy has a bio. You've probably seen it on plenty of Shell. So many matches, so little time.
Oh,
it means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.